The global climate and biodiversity crisis can seem overwhelming and make us feel powerless to affect any real change. Following a screening of a film called The Letter, A Message to Our Earth in Fossa last September, a group of people from the parish were inspired to see what steps could be taken by ordinary people at a local level to promote biodiversity, reduce waste and greenhouse gas emissions. They set up a climate action group and on Sunday they held their first event, a community sustainability fair, to showcase the organisations making a difference in the county. 16 exhibitors, including KWD Recycling, the Mountain Mehel, Transition Kerry, Beaufort Beekeepers and the Killarney Coffee Cup Project, were there to chat to people about the work they're doing and what the general public can do to help. Mary Fitzgerald, Dermot Griffin and Paul O'Rourke are members of the organising committee. They explained to me how the fair came about.
We were brainstorming and somebody, it was Teresa Kassan, that actually suggested, I'm very confused about recycling and the whole recycling and what to recycle, what not to recycle, and we need a guidance. And then we thought of maybe having an open day for recycling. And then it grew legs. And we thought, we'll not have other exhibitors. And that's the idea. Paul came back with the idea then of the fair, sustainability fair, came from all that, okay? So it came from recycling.
I'm impressed, as being a Killarney man myself, I suppose, just that there are so many groups. And you start thinking about the climate and biodiversity crisis and you start to get feeling disempowered or feel like you don't have any power. But when you see a lot of people coming together and in different ways doing great things for the planet and for the local community, it gives you hope for the future.
One of the things that we wanted to do when we were setting up our group was education and awareness. And just judging by the buzz here and the range of stalls set up, it'll go a long way towards raising awareness. When you look at the news, you can be overwhelmed what's going on in the world, but you can do something local. You can do something in your own household, your own garden, your own community, and I'm hoping that's what this is encouraging as well.
Can you talk me through some of the exhibitors that are here? Who's showing?
Our big one at the start, and Mary did a lot of work with KWD, recycling itself.
KWD, so that's that to me was the big one, because that was what initiated the whole thing. And he's here, his name is Tadhg Healy, and he has done this. I think he's gone around to different areas and spoken about KWD and recycling, okay? So I'm willing to learn from him today, as I'm hoping all of us will come here, because my concern is, like watching recycling programs, is that, you know, what you put into the bins and the fact that the little brown bin that's out there is not being used by some households. Some of us are putting our food into the green bin and therefore we're destroying any chance of recycling. So we need education, and he's my man for today.
Okay. For me, the Killarney Coffee Cup Project has been a big one, and that has got massive publicity internationally and nationally, and it's great to have them here today. It's projects like this, like everyday, day-to-day things, like we have coffee most days, most of us, is quite popular. And that's only used for one time, that cup. So the idea of getting the habit of bringing your own cup and paying a deposit of €2 for a cup if you don't have one, I think it's great. And just returning that. It's almost getting back to older times when you had the bottles of milk, the glass bottles, and then you return them. And it's great to see that happening now with the government bringing in the deposit scheme that's coming on at the start of February. So the tide is turning, hopefully, and I do feel like it is, which is about time, I think.
We've 16 or 17 exhibitors here today. It's quite a diverse range, but it includes the men's shed. And what I like about the men's shed is that exemplifies sustainability. They reuse wood. So they've made board boxes and owl boxes and bat boxes and planters, and they have some of them on display here today. And they make that from pallets and boxes. What I'm impressed about, and I know this is our first attempt, the diversity of exhibitions that are here today.
It's a real hub. It's a real hub and a real energy here today. Okay, I can feed the energy, and it's great for exhibitors to meet each other as well and to share ideas and share. And I must give a word to Mehel. I mean, Mehel Killarney is extraordinary, and what they're doing for Killarney and the Killarney National Park is a credit, and we should be proud of them. And they're here today with their big poster looking for volunteers.
I also had a chat to some of the exhibitors to see what they were hoping to achieve from the day.
Hi, my name is Emma. I'm here with Clarny Mountain Mehill. We're involved in the removal of rhododendron from the national park. And what we're hoping from today is to get some more volunteers, because we desperately need a lot of volunteers. It's good fun, it's hard work, but there's a lot of camaraderie and a sense of achievement when you've completed the job. And we would just love to see more people on the ground helping us out.
Now, you're out twice a week, I think, is that right?
Yeah, Tuesday and Sunday at the moment. We meet at 9 o'clock. We're currently clearing Abbey Wood, the entrance of which is just across from the junction where you go down from Upper Church. We meet at 9. There's a little bit of safety briefing. Then we work away on what we're doing. Usually, at the moment, we're just clearing and dead-henging and making sure that the landscape is clear. And then we sit down and we have a lovely cup of tea in the middle of the forest, and it's lovely. And there's probably a breakfast roll. And then, we just head away. So it's kind of 9 to 12-ish. And again, as I say, Tuesdays and Sundays. And it's hard work, but it's worth it.
It's satisfying.
Yeah, very, very satisfying work, and it is worth it. And I don't think I've met any volunteer who's gone away on a Sunday and said, well, that was a waste of time. They've all been delighted that they got up early and did what they wanted to do.
Niall Keogh, chairman of Beaufort Beekeepers.
And Dennis O'Sullivan, the secretary of Beaufort Beekeepers.
So you set up a stall here today at this event in Fossa. Are you hoping that more people might get involved?
Yes, because in a way beekeeping is environmentally friendly, because we have found over the years that people get involved in beekeeping, all of a sudden it draws them into nature as a whole as well, and they become much more aware of doing things in an environmentally fashion in their gardens. They stop using pesticides, they stop using, because they realize it's so important and it brings it home to them in a huge way. So that would be one side of it that's important as well. And we also promote within our own organisation biodiversity. You know, we promote the sowing of wildflowers and bulbs in the springtime to attract pollinators, not just honeybees, but all the other pollinators that exist in the country as well. We're aware of all of those too.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of focus on bees, but actually people aren't aware there are a lot of other.
Yes, there. I think it's 99 species of bees in the country. Yeah, and one of them would be the honey, but the others then would be solitary bees, which we often see around our gardens, and we don't even realise they're bees, because sometimes they don't have the traditional black and yellow like a wasp or the dark colours of the bee, but they're very, very important. Actually, the solitary bees as well. And you see, there's no one to look after them or protect them, whereas we can look after our bees and nurture them along. But it's very important that people are aware of the solitary bees as well, and maintaining a garden that's environmentally friendly for that purpose.
Dennis, I suppose if you were to advise people in terms of their garden, obviously pesticides are a big issue.
Yeah, that's the big one, I suppose. This glyphosate, you often hear people talk about it and they say, oh, look, a small bit of Roundup will do no harm. But unfortunately, you know, science is telling us now, and a lot of research is saying that glyphosate is present in probably every human if we were tested for it at the moment in any first world country. So I suppose that's the number one, really, if we could try and eliminate it.
My name is John O'Keefe. I have a company in Farm 4 called Advanced Cleaning Supplies, and we sell a range of cleaning products to commercial and domestic walk-in customers. So we found that we were using harsh chemicals for years, and I use them myself. I've 25 years cleaning experience myself, so I started as a cleaner, and we found using the toxins over time, too much exposure. So pre-COVID, I started to develop a cleaning product, a glass cleaning product, which is naturally made. And what we do is, there's no chemical base in it. We split the molecule of water using a frequency. So it's worked out a great success for us. We are using it in 90% of the hotels in Killarney use it as of now. We have a lot of domestic customers coming in for it, and it works really well. So then we moved on to make, we built the range, so the rest of them work on live cultures. So we ferment waste, grain, fruit, all that that's not used by the industry, and transform that into a base for a cleaning product then. So it's full life cycle. The cultures work on the surface, they multiply down the drain and the septic tanks and all the system back into, the sooner we get it back into clean water again, that's our motto, get it, the cleaning product, do its job and back into clean water as quick as we can.
And it obviously works in conjunction with the septic tanks, it's better than the chemicals.
That's it. So what it does in the septic tanks is the cultures multiply a good bacteria in the septic tank, and that keeps the whole diversity system working to optimal.
George Kelly from Killarney Minshead.
and why are ye showcasing here today?
We're showcasing because it's part of the, we're using recycling timber and timber from the national park.
And I see you've lovely bird boxes and
yes,
maybe you tell me what you have to do.
For social farming and for the Acres program for farmers. And they're available from Killarney Minshed for anybody that wants to get them for their projects.
Isn't that fantastic? What have you here? What's this thing here in the middle?
This is a bee hotel for the solitary bees where they go into, they lay the eggs and they hibernate over the winter and they come out in the springtime.
And this one down here then, what is that?
That's a sparrow box and that's a kestrel box, the other one there. We make owl boxes as well, which are in big demand for the Acres programme, the environmental programme at the moment.
Just a snapshot of some of the exhibitors in Fossa on Sunday. The organising committee want people to see that there is something that we can all do to help.
I think by people walking around today and seeing what people are doing and maybe realise that they're actually doing something already themselves. Oh, I'm doing that, okay? And that gives you hope. And that kind of takes away the negativity.
It reminds me of this old slogan, a short one. It's think globally and act locally. And, you know, we all of us humans are facing the same problem globally. But you can't, you get overwhelmed because you can only act in your own community. So today is our first day and hopefully we'll have many more events in the future.
Fantastic work being done by a local community to protect our environment.